You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is true. Welcome back to Nightlight. We are having a lot of fun here tonight. Frank Hermans is here. I got to talk about this real quick. This is a great contest we're doing here at Civic Media, ladies and gentlemen. It's Break Into Spring, the Text to Win statewide contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets at a game, Frank. They're not just giving you the seats to sit. You actually get to watch a game while you're there. And $100 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. The times for Text to Win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 4 p.m. You have to download the app to play. I'm sure you already have it, but in case you don't, it's easy to use, and you just click the little text icon, and you are off to the races. Good luck, everybody. Frank Hermans is here. Ben Reiser is coming up in a few minutes to talk Wisconsin Film Festival, but we have a few more minutes with Frank. How can people get tickets?
Very simple. There's a lot of different ways. So, well, first of all, you can go to MeyerTheater.org because we're at the Meyer Theater. We're the main tenant. We do 80 shows
such
a year there.
Great theater.
Great theater. Love it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Or you can go to TicketStarOnline.com. Or you can go to my website, letmebefranks.com. They all have, you can just click right through for tickets. Or if you're, some folks, believe it or not, they still don't do the old click through the internet. They want to call. They want a direct ticket. You can call TicketStar.
Really?
And it is open only from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday through Friday at 920-494-3401.
There are a lot of ways to get tickets.
No excuse.
I'll say this. I got tickets for my parents for Christmas to your show in Marinette.
Yes.
And it's a great, if you're looking for a great, and I'm not just saying this, it's a great present for people to send them to a show. Because sometimes they might not, my folks would have gone anyway probably, but a lot of times people won't go see something like this. So if you're looking for a good gift to get someone.
What'd they think of Cher?
Theater. My dad was traumatized.
Yes, he was.
He loved it. They absolutely loved it.
And,
it's a fun. I think I had a charity thing that night, or I would have been there because you were right in my backyard.
Sure.
But
we'll be back. We'll be back up there next year. Yeah, we're working on some dates.
I hope so, man. It's such. Yeah. You guys have so much fun. So tell us about your other show coming up.
Yeah,
Brent the Musical.
The reason why we brought this back because, of course, we started as. Look who's here out there. Good to see you, Christine.
It's our neighbors bringing down the rent,
bringing down the
property values.
Did we just get flashed? No, we did. We did.
Ed flashed us.
So, Brent the Musical, I wrote this story, controversial, Brett Favre leaving us, going to the Jets, and then being pursued by the Minnesota Vikings. So, I wrote a show called Brent the Musical, and the story is he's got two buddies. Frankie Bag of Long Johns and Chewy instead of Chunky or whatever. Or Chunky instead of Chewy. So, and he plays softball. He's the best softball pitcher in Green Bay, and he plays for the Bar. But he's thinking about retiring.
Yeah,
he's thinking about, and there's a new upcomer coming up. Well, we'll get into that a little later. Behind him, who's almost as good as him. Then the stadium view, Lisa Purple will call her.
Okay.
Okay, like the Minnesota Vikings, comes calling and offering him, more free pitchers of beer to come play for that bar. Play softball.
Oh, I love this.
So the controversy is about two women because there's a lot of stuff going on about women and Brett Favre back in the day.
Yeah.
We talk about the texting. We talk about all the cool stuff back in the day. And eventually he does move on to the green and gold, but the new person comes on. We call him, what is his name in the show? Darren Rogers. Darren Rogers comes as a new pitcher for the bar. And most of the songs in the show I wrote, so it was kind of a fun thing for me to write music for a show. We do have other, like Hall & Oates is in the show, some other songs about sports.
Okay.
But this show, when we did it 15 years ago, we did it all over the state. We premiered it at the Widener in their small theater.
Oh, nice.
We went down to La Crosse, did it in Wausau, did it in Milwaukee. So this show was pretty prominent because of what was going on in the news. Well, we thought we'd bring it back because the draft, right? Everybody's up here. So I know people will be gone, but it's May 7th through the 10th. It's a couple weeks after the draft. It's still in people's mind. Football. You can see the story how we write about Brett Favre. It's called Brent the Musical, so I don't get a cease and desist, okay? Right. And it tells a story about, not making up your mind. That's the whole thing. Have you ever made up your mind? That's the theme song in the show, and it's about someone who can't make up
his mind. Which apparently when you put on the green and gold and you play quarterback, people have a tough time with that.
And there's more similarities to Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre than you would think.
How about that?
It's just crazy. Both go to the Jets. Both, you know, they struggle. I mean, but you know what? I don't think Aaron's going to be going to Minneapolis, though.
But before it got crazier, before they turned into these sort of spacey or couldn't make up their mind, they gave you some pretty good years.
Oh, they gave some great years. They're still my heroes.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you, I love Brett.
And Brent or Darren? Who do you like better?
Well, I play Brent in this show because I got gray hair. And I got the cutoff shirt with the number 4 upside down. It's so funny. So we're talking like we're playing football, but we're really on a softball team, and I'm a great slow pitcher.
Oh,
that's
nice.
What I'm good at. So,
do you have actual pictures, inappropriate pictures on your phone that you do on
No, but we use the phone. Okay. And one of them, it's so funny, Lisa Green, who is my girlfriend at the time, I send a text to Lisa Purple and she sees it and she turns around with a full bottle of beer in her mouth and spits right in my face. It's one of the coolest scenes because every night I'm not expecting it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, God. It is a fun show. And what's cool about this, we're going back to our roots. It's dinner theater. It's at the Meyer Theater, but it's at the backstage. 150 seats a night. That's it. Dinner and a show. It's an Italian buffet. And you get to see we started as a dinner theater back in the days, back in the sports corner days. And at the SC Grand, it was dinner and a show. So, and it's pretty cost effective for everybody to come on out. And tickets are on sale right now.
Okay.
And there's only limited number, 150 a night. We got lots of seats available right now.
A week runs?
Yeah, a week run. That's it. We're going to do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Two shows on that Saturday, matinee and an evening show.
A rumor on the street is that you're going to play something.
Yeah,
for
I wrote a song.
From the show, right?
This song.
Love the 12-string, dude.
You know, I had to bring the 12-string for this, man.
Love it.
And this song, my wife is singing to me. So I'm gonna sing it like a guy, though, but she's singing it to me.
But this is from Brent?
This is from Brent the Musical. And the whole thing that she is saying to me is to continue to do what you do. Love what you do. Continue to play.
Okay.
Continue to play. And that's what this song is about. And it's called Play.
I love it. Frank Hermans.
Hey, I got to put my cheaters on. I can't see. Oh, is that
Who's
okay?
cheaters?
You're cheaters. Sorry. Here we go. Say you'll change. Say you'll stay. Be the man I know you are and play. Don't give up. Ankles heal. They were wrong to make a deal. Just play. All you know, every day, give them what they want and play. Her friends will come. Friends will go. You'll make new ones cross the road. Just play. All you know, every day. Just play. Just play.
nice.
Cute.
Very cute. Huh? Brent the Musical.
Brent the Musical, baby.
That's Frank Herman's. That's a great song, dude. You wrote that.
I did. I wrote that for my wife. Now, it's in a different key when she sings it. It's in D, so it's higher. I can only play it in G.
Do you ever get, like, you do these shows. Yep. I'm sure you get very attached to them. Like, King of Krakow was what, a two-week run?
That's a three-week run.
Yeah. Do you ever
15 shows.
Want to extend it because you like the show so much, but you got another show coming that you also wrote that you have to?
You know, it's funny you say that because there's some shows where like, God, I can't believe this is like Christmas, you know, 5 weeks, you know, my God, I got to sing Rudolph again. But yeah, these shows that are 3 weeks, we used to do four-week runs. I've kind of consolidated a little bit. We still do the same number of shows, but we do them in 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks because we're all getting older. We all have children. We all have things to do. So I'm making it, you know, everybody has a full-time job, you know, working for me is full-time. So you don't want to give them a break.
So
we
cool.
still do five shows a year, 80 dates.
Wow.
So we're at the Meyer Theater, yeah. So.
That's a good gig. Do you ever, Frank, like, all right, you're kind of an institution. You employ these people, you put up shows, you're prolific, you're always putting up new stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you ever want to do something else that you don't write? Like, as an actor, do you ever go, it might be fun to step out of my comfort zone?
You know, I've been asked to do some stuff, like a musical or something. I don't know.
It's tough when you're the boss.
When you're doing
you
it yourself.
You call the shots,
You call the shot. I don't really like being told what to do anymore.
Yeah. And you have a company. I mean,
I'm all about it. And, you know, if anybody else in my troupe wants to do other things, and they do, because they're so talented. I mean, all my girls, some of them are in other bands. You know, Project Pink, which is my wife is in there, and Lisa Borley. You know, they have other side hustles. Pat has some side hustles. I do Elvis on the side. We got our tribute shows that we do all over the place. So I'm too busy to do anything else. But, you know, I'll still do speaking stuff or, you know, I'll do a commercial here and there.
The
news
filling.
So I got all these little, I got like games I can play all the time, you know?
That's awesome.
It's
Thank
pretty
you
cool.
for bringing the 12 string.
Isn't that beautiful?
That just gives me the shivers. It's such a great
sound.
Sounds
so
dude.
Good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Buddy, good luck with King of Krakow and with Brent the Musical.
Thanks for
I'm
going
to try
Pete.
To see Brent. I would love to come down. Maybe I'll bring my wife down for that.
I know
that.
A guy who has tickets.
Well, there's no shortage of where you can get tickets, certainly. You've got all these great outlets. Frank Herman's, ladies and gentlemen, a Green Bay institution.
Thanks, brother.
Sir.
See you
All
next
right,
time.
We're coming right back with Ben Reiser from the Wisconsin Film Festival. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed. And my stomach is sick. And it's all in my head. But she's touching his chest. Now he takes off her dress. Now let me go.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I am Pete Schwaba. Your dedicated host, catching up on some texts here. Sherry says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. And then Sherry says, I have to have an MRI on my brain in a week. You have to hold still in a tube for 20 minutes. I don't know if we can consider that raw dogging, Sherry, but I do wish you luck and I hope everything turns out okay. As always, Mark, we read Mark's text. Where is Anna from Madison? Says, Pete, I agree. Once Upon a Time in America was a good movie. I think Leonardo DiCaprio should have won an Oscar instead of Brad Pitt. I wasn't expecting that ending. Me either, Anna. And like I said, I didn't know anything about the movie when I went into it, kind of on purpose. And kind of it was a spur of the moment thing. And I just, I loved it. It became my favorite Tarantino movie. So keep those texts coming, folks. Our question of the night is, how long do you think you could sit quietly in a room and do nothing? Thanks to the philosopher Blaise Pascal for that question and Putty raw dogging it on Seinfeld. Kind of the same thing. I said maybe I could do 30 minutes. Conrad said 30 seconds. Or what did you say, like 2 minutes?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. That's not bad. Let's ask our next guest what he thinks. Ben Reiser works for the Wisconsin Film Festival. He is a movie buff and a podcast host, and he knows more about movies than most of us have forgotten, and he's always fun to talk to here on Nightlight. Ben, how are you?
Good, Pete. How are you?
Doing well. How are you holding together, my friend? You've got a film festival opening in 1 week, And what still has to be done? What stages are you in? I can't even imagine the chaos.
I'm at the stage where I would love to just sit quietly in a room and do nothing for the next 5 days. Oh, that's that would a great be awesome.
You can raw dog it for that long?
I am still working on the festival trailer that gets shown before every single one of our screens. Yeah. I'm particularly late this year in delivering that piece of film.
You did one last year, and this is a little video Ben makes for every screening at the Wisconsin Film Festival, just to kind of tell people to, what would you say? It's like a welcoming video, turn the lights down low.
It's what we need to do sort of contractually for all of our sponsors. We throw them up on the screen, their logos, but I try to make it more than that. And so about 11 years ago, we decided we should write a festival theme song, which we did. We kind of made it like this sort of folksy campfire song. But my version of a campfire song, when I was a kid in the 70s, I used to go to summer camp up in Maine, Freedom, Maine, as a matter of fact. Okay. Camp Hidden Valley. At the end of our season up there, the last night of camp, we would all sit around this campfire and the teenage and 20-year-old counselors usually had acoustic guitars and would sing songs and the kids would sort of sing along, but they weren't real folk songs. They were more like 70s, like AM gold. Like we would sing like Leaving on a Jet Plane, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my idea of a campfire song. So we wrote this Wisconsin Film Festival song that we hoped sounded kind of like AM 70s, John Denver-ish, Carpenters kind of stuff. And people really liked it. And so we've been most years doing some kind of variation of that song, either using some of the same lyrics or some of the same melody, and then doing all kinds of different visuals. So we've done everything from like a 1940s like song and dance, like a Hollywood musical to last year we did. I'm sorry, I actually interrupted your story about last year's trailer.
No,
which was a bunch of we went to some karaoke bars around Madison and had people do karaoke versions of our festival theme song. And then we mashed a bunch of those together. And I think it worked out really well.
Some of those singers were great. You had one guy who did like a Les Mis thing.
Yeah.
And I ended up taking out my phone and recording that. And I'm not sure I'm allowed to do that, but it was great. And then one year you did a more jazzy film noir type thing where you had dancers from UW come out and sing a more upbeat. Every year I look forward to it. It's just a lot of fun. So you're still putting that together for this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
A matter of fact, I really just started today.
That's
in between my Civic Media radio blitz. You know, I started off this morning on your fine network.
You were on John and Gordy.
John and Gordon. John Gordy. Yeah. I actually was in the studio for the first time on Civic Media.
Look at that.
You've never had me do. Yeah.
You know, I don't like awkward banter on the way out of the studio, Ben. That's why I prefer to keep it on the stream. No, you know I'll have you on sometime.
Right. Well, when we do your PBS show, there's like a whole army of assistants that sort of usher you out. Don't make eye contact with Pete in the hallway.
That is on March 31st. That will air. It's the PBS Director's Cut Wisconsin Film Festival edition, which is really fun, folks. Check it out. That's another preview at the Wisconsin Film Festival. I'm the host. Ben is one of the guests. Did a great job. That's Monday night, March 31st on PBS. So check that out too. But lots of information out there about the film festival, Ben. Other than that, what still needs to be done? You've obviously got the films booked, the venues. Is it just about accommodations for everybody coming to town?
Yeah, there's a lot of communicating with all. I think we have close to 100 guests of the festival coming this year, filmmakers and other industry professionals. And there's a lot of communication that we have to have with them because a lot of these people are sort of on a festival circuit and they can't remember what city they're in.
Right.
You know, how does this festival work compared to how do I get my tickets for my own film for this festival compared to this festival? Wait, did you send me a hotel reservation confirmation? Or so there's a lot of anxious filmmakers writing to us saying, explain to me again what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And so there's a lot of back and forth communication. There's a lot of venue set up. A lot of the theaters that we use are not movie theaters the rest of the year. And so we need to get in there with the crew and make sure the projectors are working and the sound system is working and the seats are not broken and the floors are clean. All this crazy stuff, set up screens and masking for the edges of the screens. This year at the Barrymore, we have this great project where we're going to be hanging these heavy curtains against the back wall of the Barrymore, which is going to significantly improve the sound at the somewhat cavernous, Barrymore. But that still hasn't happened yet. And so at this stage, it's like, I'm really trying to fit 15 days worth of work into the next 5 days. And it's not that fun.
I think part of the charm is like when you guys go guerrilla and you've got venues that show movies and cool old theaters, and then you've got these makeshift things that can take a charm on all by themselves. Ben Reiser is here. We're going to do the news and we'll come back and tell you about some of the films you can see at this great film festival we're talking about, and who will be there, and all kinds of fun stuff. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It's Pete Schwab and Nightlight. Ben Reiser's here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back. Great to have you with me, folks, on this Thursday night. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab. I am Pete Schwab, riding shotgun, as always, is the lovable producer, Conrad. Coming up tomorrow night on Nightlight, the singing duo extraordinaire, Amelie and John, also known as 7,000 Apart, will be here in the studio. And it's also a bar band Friday night, and our friend Terry Barr will join us with new music that you can also hear on Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights on Civic Media. So on all things music night tomorrow and some good live entertainment right here in the studio, Amelie and John are fantastic. They're not just bi-coastal. They are bi-continental. So they will be here tomorrow because they're in Green Bay and their second home. Right now, Ben Reiser is here from the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ben joins us from time to time to talk movies and TV, and he is talking about everything going on starting in 1 week at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ben, I had John Roach on earlier this week. I watched his film. He sent me a link. Wow, is that powerful?
Yeah.
That is like just, you know, I'm watching it at half the time. I'm so enamored with UW and Madison, and then it's heartbreaking. It's just such a great doc.
Yeah. And that's showing at the Barrymore. I thought it would be fun to just talk about everything that's at the Barrymore over the weekend.
Sure.
Because tickets have been selling like hotcakes for this year's festival. I mean, we are so far ahead of where we were this time last year or the year before.
Oh, wow.
And so a lot of screenings have literally sold out of advance tickets. And there might be some tickets available at the door if people don't show up. We always do these rush lines where people can line up, and we'll sell empty seats to people waiting in line if it's 5 minutes before the screening and the people with tickets have not shown up. Because a lot of times people buy 20, 30 tickets to movies in advance of the festival. And then maybe halfway through the festival, they're like, I think I've seen enough movies. They just kind of give up. Right. But A Road at Night, that John Roach film, is playing Sunday night at the Barrymore. I was just, I made a connection in my brain. Conrad, I think Conrad picks the tunes coming in and out of breaks, or do you tell him what to do?
I tell him what to download, but then he is Mr. DJ, and
he just played REM.
Yeah,
and Michael Shannon, the actor,
love him,
Chicago guy,
yeah,
terrific actor.
DePaul, yep.
But do you know what Michael's been doing for the last couple months? He's been out on the road with a band doing REM covers. Like, he's touring basically as like an REM cover band, and I think the tour that they have been on recently, they've been covering all of the Murmur album or Fables of the Reconstruction, one of the early REM albums.
Huh.
I only bring them up because there's a connection to the festival. We're showing a Michael Shannon film this year. We're showing the film Premium Rush, which is about a New York City bike messenger played by Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And his nemesis, the villain of the piece, is Michael Shannon. And the film is written by David Koepp, who's a UW-Madison alum, one of the most famous and big-name screenwriters in the world. Recently has been writing all of Steven Soderbergh's movies. Like, he wrote that Presence film. He wrote the film that's out in theaters now, Black Bag. But, of course, he also wrote Jurassic Park. I mean, if you start talking about a list of movies that David Koepp has written and then sometimes directed, your mind will be blown. But anyway, David Koepp is coming to the festival. We're showing Premium Rush, starring Michael Shannon, who's currently basically the substitute for Michael Stipe in REM.
Wow.
And so there we go. Bringing it all back to you in Nightlight.
Why is he doing that? Like, Michael Shannon's a great actor, but why would he? I mean, does he just love music and he's got money and doesn't care or what?
Yes, all that's true. But he does a great job and people love this thing. People have gone wild for this Michael Shannon REM thing, including REM themselves, who haven't performed as a band live in, I think, over a decade. He played his show in Atlanta a few weeks ago, and they all showed up and they all joined him on stage at one point. Wow. So it was really the first REM reunion in a long time. So it's got official endorsement from the band itself.
That's really cool. Will he be in Madison?
We thought about asking, but he's busy. He's busy with this REM thing. Okay. He doesn't have time for film festivals anymore. Although he just directed a film that I think is coming out fairly soon.
He's an incredibly talented guy. All right, so we talked about John Roach's film. Great film. Highly recommend it. A Road at Night. We also had Ethan Ogilby on the other night, who wrote the film The Threesome. And I will say, Ben, he was on here and he kept saying, and as much as I want to tell you what makes people gasp 20 minutes into the film, he goes, I just can't, but I'm telling you. And he really teased it. So I hope some of the listeners in the Madison area are buying tickets to that, because his film sounds really good.
Yeah, that's another one that's playing at the Barrymore. So anyway, I wanted to talk about Barrymore films, because other than opening night at the Barrymore, which is the new Paul Rudd comedy Friendship, which sold out in an hour after tickets went on sale, which has never happened for us at our large venues. Like, the Barrymore is an 800-seat theater. Yeah. We've never sold a show at the Barrymore. We never sold it out in less than, like, 3 weeks. This thing was crazy.
Oh, wow.
So, but other than that, everything else at the Barrymore, although we've sold a ton of tickets, we still have plenty of tickets, and none of the other films showing there over the weekend, I think, are in any real danger of selling out. But we put them at the Barrymore because everything we're showing there, we thought, well, this will attract a lot of people. And I guess we were right. We've got this another sports documentary. It's interesting. We have at least three sports-related films at this year's festival. A Road at Night, as we just talked about. But we also have this great Green Bay Packers-related film called No Packers, No Life. And it's about Japanese hardcore fans of the Green Bay Packers. These are people who live in Tokyo, but go to their favorite sports bar every week and watch the Packers. They actually have pre-recorded videos of older Packers games that they really liked, and they show those from time to time act like they're seeing it for the first time. And this is about they at one point make a decision that they want to all as a group fly to the U.S., come to Lambeau, and get to see the Packers play in person. And so this documentary sort of follows them on that journey. It's so much fun.
That looked really fun. Craig is the director, right? Craig Benzine. He was on Director's Cut. You can see that interview too if you tune into PBS Monday night. But that sounds fun. When is that at the Barrymore? Because you've got that, A Road at Night, Meet the Parents.
That's right before A Road at Night. So No Packers, No Life at 4:30, and then A Road at Night at 7 p.m., both on Sunday, April 6th. And the other thing about the Barrymore, it's a beautiful old theater. If you haven't been to it, it has had previous lives as a movie theater, even an adult movie theater at some point in the 70s, I believe.
Yeah.
I think in the 70s, they would show adult movies most of the time, but on the weekends they would show like children's films, and so you had to sort of be careful that you weren't. I think both sets of constituents had to be careful.
Like, literally fun for the whole family. Yeah,
yeah. There's another sports film about the Milwaukee Brewers called Just a Bit Outside.
Oh, you know,
Bob Uecker recently passed away, but this is about their great run that they had in, I can't remember, it was 1982. 1983.
Now that's sold out, right? Because Sean was on the show a couple weeks ago, or last week maybe. Right. And that's not surprising that one went fast.
Right. But again, if you really want to see it, come get in line. And we usually find a way to get people into the movies they want to see, whether they've got tickets or not.
That's so great.
I mean, they can, I'll break out a folding chair and here you go.
The Barrymore too is so great because it's like one of those old, they have the stars on the ceiling. It's got a balcony. It's just, it's an institution. And,
in a great funky neighborhood with lots of cool restaurants, and the parking is really not that bad, better than on campus, I would say. Right. And then we've also got a bunch of music films, including two at the Barrymore that I'm super excited about. One of them, I don't think we can say on Civic Media. It's this Rolling Stones documentary from the early 70s that was never really released. This famous documentary filmmaker, Robert Frank, made it. Its title is Not Safe for Work or Young Children. But if you look in our online film guide at wifilmfest.org, you can read the title in all of its glory. But it sort of follows the Stones on one of their early 70s tours. There's a lot of backstage stuff, a lot of stuff that maybe doesn't paint the Stones in the greatest light as far as drug use or abuse of roadie or of groupies. But it's there, and it's a very, very hard to see film. They only let it get shown once in a great while, and Mike King, our artistic director, has been after this one for years, and he finally got it, and we're showing it at the Barrymore. And then we've also got a great new documentary about John Lennon and Yoko Ono and their time in New York in the 70s, called One to One, John and Yoko, which I think is going to be opening wide fairly soon around the country. But we're showing that at the Barrymore. So, great. Some great music and some great sports. And, of course, lots of great films about all kinds of things.
My guest is Ben Reiser. Ben works for the Wisconsin Film Festival. He handles all the operations, helps pick films. You book Cinematheque, too, right?
Yeah.
You kind of do it all. But he's here talking about the Wisconsin Film Festival, which opens a week from tonight. And again, if you want more information, you can even tune into PBS on Monday night for Director's Cut, where I host and Ben is one of my guests. And we talk about the Wisconsin Film Festival. That's a fun one to do every year. Ben, let's not forget, on Saturday, Greg Liana, Jim Vincent coming in to have... All right, so Greg, as he's been on this show several times, Greg's my one of my writing partners. We wrote a lot when we both first moved to LA, and we were kind of a writing team. And I met Greg right after he finished the original Meet the Parents. It came out, played at the Music Box in Chicago, and it got such great reviews. It's Meet the Parents. It's still the same story, but it's a little darker and a little smaller, a little more believable, frankly, than the studio film. Greg is showing his version, which was financed by the comedian Emo Phillips. I don't know if Emo's going to be there, but... it's a great movie. That's showing at the Barrymore at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And I know that because I believe I'm introducing it and doing the Q&A.
Yeah. And I don't want to spoil anything, but do you know the story about why? My understanding is that like the studio or Ben Stiller's production company or somebody just like said, Greg, we love the movie. We want to buy it from you so we can never show it again. And we're going to just remake it with Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. Is that the story?
Well, probably some derivation, but he did he and Mary Ruth Clark, his writing partner at the time, did a version for the studio, maybe two drafts. It sat on the shelf, and then Steven Soderbergh saw it and wanted to make it, loved it. He passed along at some point, and then Jay Roach found it and took it off the shelves and made it into Meet the Parents. But the writer they hired took Greg's name off the script. Very Bush League move, and I'm being generous by saying that. But so there's a book out now about that I'm sure Greg will talk about. But overall, it was still a positive experience for him, and it put some money in his pocket. But he created this franchise, and I feel like he's kind of undervalued in the whole process, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like this other guy, Cameron, Derek somebody. You should get him on the show. This guy who created the whole John Wick thing. He wrote the original John Wick.
Wow.
I think he wrote the first sequel and then got sort of taken off the franchise. But he's a Madison guy.
Really?
He's What's a Wisconsin guy, yeah.
Derek?
Yeah. Derek Kolstad, I think, is his name.
Is he in the credits for John
I've been
Wick?
Wanting to get... Yeah, he's the writer of John Wick, the original John Wick.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure he's got residual checks coming in constantly.
Yeah, I think he writes for Disney now. I think he wrote some of those like Star Wars TV shows for them.
That's awesome. All right, so who do you have in terms of you guys do such great work when you bring in these restored films? Do you have any big restored films coming in this year? Those are fun to watch on the big screen.
Yeah, and we have, you know, special guests that come along with them. We're showing the Matt Dillon film that's an adaptation of one of those S.E. Hinton novels. You know, they were making those movies like one a month back in the 80s and 90s. This is called Tex, and it was directed by Tim Hunter, who's a fabulous writer and director, and also an amazing cinephile who collects 35 millimeter prints. We had Tim Hunter at the festival 6 or 7 years ago, only because he owns an original Technicolor print of Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo, and he brought it to the festival so that we could show it, and he introduced it. But we are showing his film Tex. He also has a new short film that we're going to show along with Tex, but he directed that film River's Edge, like the first big Keanu Reeves film.
Keanu Reeves and Ione Skye,
Ione Skye, Crispin Glover, and Dennis Hopper.
Let's let's stop right there.
I'll talk all night.
No, that's okay. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. We'll have a few more minutes with Ben, and we'll read a couple texts that just came in, and then we'll wrap this thing up. We're talking Wisconsin Film Festival with Ben Reiser. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Gold and silver shine.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hi, this is Jenny Slate, and you are listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. I'm Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight on the stream. PJ says, saw a meme earlier about Nerds candy. It said, when you're craving a mouthful of fish tank gravel, have some Nerds. I take issue with that, PJ. That's we were talking about that earlier because once in a while I crave Nerds. And I've also eaten fish tank gravel in a drunken stupor once, and it's not nearly as tasty as Nerds. Steady Eddie weighs in on the text line from the 608. He says, I tried to text you yesterday with an answer to the question of the day about who listeners were rooting for now that Wisconsin and Marquette have been eliminated from the basketball tournament. I'm not sure what happened. I may have accidentally sent my text to Jeffrey Goldberg of the Atlantic magazine. Pete, if you are texted any information marked top secret, please disregard. Anywho, I'm now rooting for Michigan only because I'm inspired and enchanted by the name of their new head coach, Dusty May. I came up with this poem. A dry April means a Dusty May, who marches the Michigan Wolverines to a basketball championship in the NCAA. Steady Eddie always brings it. That is awesome, pal. Thank you. Bridget from the 818 says, I could sit quietly in a room and do nothing for hours. I'm a kindergarten teacher. I love the peace and quiet. I can relate to that, Bridget. And then finally, Tony the Trucker says, Pete, I think your guest is thinking of the Majestic Theater as the porn slash kids movie venue. Does that sound familiar, Ben?
Well, I think the Majestic might have done that too, but I have it on good authority. Mm. The Barrymore, which I think was known as the Eastwood. At a certain point, was also dabbled in adult entertainment.
I think at some point all the theaters in Madison dabbled in adult.
Sure, why not?
Hey, there's a Nightlight beer called Hazed on Radio, Ben, at the Flicks Brewhouse this year. I don't know if you knew that. Oh. Made in honor. I went and I poured the hops in, and it's going to be there all through the film festival. So that's a good venue.
Yeah, what I love about Flicks is they're my favorite movie theater, commercial multiplex movie theater in Madison or the Madison area, maybe because they're the newest and their projectors are the newest and there's all their theaters look great and sound great. But what's funny is that, you know, they don't really consider themselves a movie theater. They consider themselves a brewery and a restaurant that just sort of happens to show movies, you know, on the side. Like, they're much more interested, which I guess all movie theaters are now, with concessions and selling you food. But, you know, Flix has full meals for you, a really robust menu. And then, of course, all this, like, in-house brewed beer. But it's fun. Yeah, it's great. And so especially if you're spending the day at Flix seeing 4 or 5 movies at the festival, you can have all your meals there, too. You don't need to go anywhere. You never need to see the light of day.
eat some food, drink some Nightlight beer, and be on your way. Hey, so let's do this, Ben. If people were coming to the festival and you had to tell them to see three films, what would you say? Assuming they're all great, but at the top of your head, what comes to mind?
There's another film we're showing at the Barrymore is a stop-motion animated film called Savages, made by this director whose film, My Life as a Zucchini, we showed 5 or 6 years ago. That was I think it was originally in French, but they did an American, an English dubbed version with Nick Offerman doing one of the voices in that film. And we, I don't know if you remember this, we had a whole Nick Offerman day one year at the festival where Nick came and we showed like four films that he was involved with in some way, from, you know, being on screen or doing a voice, as they did for My Life as a Zucchini, or I think he produced one of the films that we showed. But anyway, Savages, which is about a rainforest and the indigenous people that live there, and sort of they're at war with this corporation that's, of course, trying to deforest the whole joint for their own nefarious purposes. But it's a beautiful film to look at. It's really entertaining, exciting, great for the whole family. It's the one Big Screens Little Folks film, which is the program that we have at the festival for, you know, films that are appropriate for children and their families and their friends. It's the one of those films that we're showing at the Barrymore, and it's really going to be great on the big screen there. So that's one of them. I personally am a huge fan of the director David Cronenberg. He's got a new movie called The Shrouds, starring Vincent Cassel, or as somebody explained to me recently, no, he's French, and it's Vincent Cassel. that's called The Shrouds. That's playing at the Barrymore at 11 a.m. on Sunday, so I'm excited to see that one. And we've got this other comedy. We already talked about Meet the Parents at the Barrymore. We talked about Friendship on opening night being sold out at the Barrymore. But we have another one. And we also talked about Threesome, which is another comedy that's showing at the Barrymore. But we have one on Friday night called For Worse. And it's written and starring Amy Landecker, who's a terrific actress.
Oh, yeah.
Currently married to Bradley Whitford, who produced this film. But people might know Amy from that show Transparent on Amazon. She's one of the siblings, I want to say the older sister on that terrific show. Okay. She's great. I hear great things about this movie. We've sold a ton of tickets for it, but there's still some left. So did I name three just now?
That's three, buddy. And we've got about 30 seconds left. Have you watched Adolescence?
No, I haven't yet, but tonight might be the night. I'm just about out of everything else. I wrapped up all the shows I was in the middle of. Hey, do we ever talk about The Diplomat? Is that the name of the show?
Yeah, I watched the first season. I liked it.
And you didn't watch the second season?
No, I don't. We'll do that next time. Because, I would love to have a discussion about that. It's not that I didn't like it, but Adolescence, I started 20 minutes into what I go, I'm going to love this. I have to stop this. And prepare. I got to stretch out next time I watch it. And all one camera. It's just great. I think it has a lot of potential. So we'll circle back on that as well. Thanks so much, buddy. I'll see you in a week. I can't wait. And break a leg this year, as you always do.
Thanks. You too.
All right. That's Ben Reiser from the Wisconsin Film Festival. Get your tickets today. Lots of great films happening. My thanks to Frank Hermans for being here in the studio and knocking our socks off. And thank you for all your texts and all your calls. It's great when you guys are part of the show. Another Nightlight in the books. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin. I'll take you to your best friend's house. Mama Lee, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take you to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.